So if you want to find out where the fish are biting, the best man to find out from is our fishing expert, Nick Brunney. Nick, how are you this morning?
Yeah, really good, thanks, Bear.
That's the way, mate. Where are they biting at the moment?
Well, it's been a little bit tough at the moment. We had a comp out at Lake Glenbourne a couple of weeks ago with the AYC people. There was actually 13 boats, didn't get any fish out of the 57. So it was a little bit of a tougher bite. Sort of that transition between that winter and spring bite, but they are starting to come back on quite well. Out at St Clair, there's been a little bit of a fish kill out at St Clair, so that's actually slowed right down. That happened, probably started about 5 weeks ago and is still continuing. I think that's from the water, all that rain we had, a lot of dirty water, black water coming in and sort of not making the fish very happy, but that will pick up again. Now that water's level steadied and, you know, there's a few fish obviously have been killed there, but I think BPI are looking into it just to the reasons. But there is a comp out at St Clair coming up, 3rd and 4th of November.
Yep.
That's a family bassin comp. And there's also one out there, a family bassin at Glenbourne on the 17th and 18th of October. So there's still plenty happening. A few comps have obviously had to be shortened with the no overnight stays or the changes to with the COVID regulations. And one of the things with the COVID regulations, so Lake St Clair obviously is becoming a lot more popular. They've now got the boom gate in operation, so you do need your code to get in. You can book online. You know, they've now got FPOS out there. They've got the phone on. So they are actually booked out for the long weekend. So if you are heading to St Clair, especially if you're looking at going there at Christmas, I would book now.
Right, okay, that's good advice. So you're saying that the fish aren't necessarily biting at the moment. Where's the best place to go? Should we be on the edge or should we be out in the middle at the moment?
They're in that transition phase. So sort of 2 weeks ago when we were at Glenbourne, there was some out deep, which is where we got our fish, but the winners got their fish on the edge. So generally in this spring bite, they will start to go a bit sort of around the shrimp, what's called a jig bite. And they should really start to fire. We've got the New South Wales Open up at Glenbourne on the 3rd and 4th of October, so pretty sure they'll be firing by then. That will be a great comp. They've had to split that. That's normally the Australian Open, but because of COVID, they're doing it. So, yeah, they should start to head out around the trees and then start fishing on your lures and your baits around the trees.
So you're expecting things to pick up the further we work our way into spring, mate?
So you get the bigger ones, but not any other pick up into spring. They're throwing your jigs and your soft plastics around the trees, and then obviously as it gets a little bit warmer, when the bugs start to hatch, get out with your service lures. Absolutely spectacular to watch bass, and even yellowbelly will take the odd surface lure and early in the morning, late in the evening. It's especially when it's daylight saving hits, it's great.
Great advice. All right, so Glenbourne and St Clair, you do need a little bit of patience, but you might just get rewarded, certainly if you listen to our expert, as always, Nick Brunney. Mate, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much.